Now, here's your host, Mark Moses.
Good afternoon and welcome. Welcome indeed to, yes, a Tuesday edition of the Mark Moses Show, only right here on Sports Radio 107.9 FM, 1560 AM, and anywhere you listen online and podcast. That's right. Another day in paradise and another day where I turn on the radio and everyone's just talking about the NFL. No, seriously, it's all NFL talk all the time. And it's a discussion we had yesterday and last week and the week before that where NFL is king. And NFL is king. Here's your latest update. Yesterday, we had the news of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Their big free agent was Mike Evans. He re-signed with the team. It can't be official until we get to about March 13th next week. But they got him back. And they're working on trying to get Baker Mayfield back. Mike Evans, two-year deal, over $50 million, about $32 million guaranteed. Yes, he's 30 years old. He'll be there for the next 2 years, fire those cannons. Well, the Jacksonville Jaguars, they have decided that they're going to put the franchise tag on their best player right now that was going to enter free agency. This, according to multiple reports, the Jaguars will place the franchise tag on pass-rushing man himself, Josh Allen. It'll be a one-year, $24 million deal. But the team also has expressed interest that they would like a long-term deal with him. Yeah, well, then why'd you give it to him? Why'd you give him the franchise? But yeah, Josh Allen, best player on that defensive side of the ball for the Jaguars. They are giving him the tag. He is going to be there in Jacksonville. Good. He should be. He is their best player on D. Heck, you can make a case. I know it's up for the debate about Trevor Lawrence. Maybe he's the best player on the team. And, dude, I stood by that guy. He is a beast. A beast. And he's going to be back there. Yes, for another season there in Jacksonville. Mike Evans staying in Tampa. Josh Allen. And no, not Josh Allen on the Buffalo Bills, the quarterback. No, pass rusher stud Josh Allen going back, yes, to the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's Lace Update at this hour. It is. When I was driving home last night, I'm listening to different sports radio stations, and they're all talking about Russell Wilson, where he's no longer on the Denver Broncos. He's not there. And everyone and their mothers breaking down in hindsight 2 years later, that trade that Denver made with Seattle to get Russell Wilson. It was two number one picks, two second round picks, and then you gave up multiple players in the trade as well. The first year it did not work out. They were a dreadful team, but the problem is they have no first round picks. They gave them to Seattle. Then they traded multiple picks to bring in Sean Payton to maybe save Russell Wilson. Do those count against Russell Wilson as well? It has to be. All of this. So it was more than two number ones and two number twos. It was more than that. And then Sean Payton, who's won a Super Bowl, coach there in New Orleans for a long time, you know, coach Drew Brees, pretty much said, this is not the guy. We have to go in another direction. It will go down as one of the worst trades, not only in the NFL, but in the history of sports. It has to. It has to be. It has to be. They won nothing with Russell Wilson. And you know what makes it even more sad? They still owe him money. Even though they cut him yesterday, there's dead money on the books. They're going to have to keep paying him. That's why you look at these NFL teams, let's say you're Pittsburgh or you're Atlanta, any of these teams that need a quarterback, Minnesota, you could bring in Russell Wilson and you can pay him $2, $3 million, whatever. Broncos are still going to have to pay him about $30 million. It's not that bad. It's not. But you know what I think about? I think about a trade that was worse than this. You know, everyone says the gold standard for trades where it was a fleece is the Herschel Walker trade, where Minnesota traded everything to Dallas to get Herschel Walker. And Dallas used those picks to get multiple players that helped them build their dynasty, and they won 3 Super Bowls in the 90s. And Herschel Walker really didn't do much with the Minnesota Vikings. That one is the gold standard, where it's one team did better than the next. I don't feel like, okay, Russell Wilson, it's a horrible trade for the Denver Broncos. It was a disaster. But has Seattle, have they really, you know, flourished from that? Have they, you know, they made the playoffs 2 years ago, but this past year they didn't. And it wasn't like they were dominating that division either, the NFC West. I think it's still, we still have to see here in another 2 years if this really helped Seattle or did it not. But I bring up the worst of the worst. Well, I don't think there was any winners. I don't. I think the worst of the worst, if you're talking about giving up draft capital, and I feel like it starts getting lost in the shuffle. It really does. I think that Ricky Williams on draft day, 1999, when Mike Ditka traded the farm and then someone else's farm and then an animal farm, just everyone to get Ricky Williams. Here's what the trade was. 1999, the Saints got Ricky Williams, 5th overall. They traded to Washington a number one pick, a 3rd-round pick, a 4th-round pick, 5th-round pick, 6th-round pick, 7th-round pick. But then it doesn't end. They also gave up their 1st-round pick in 2000 and their 3rd-round pick in 2000. How at the time, like I feel like with the Russell Wilson trade now in hindsight, don't you feel like Roger Goodell should have stepped up and been like, no, this is a terrible deal. I'm sorry, Denver, you can't do this. We won't allow it. This is too much after a while. I'm sorry, no, you can't do it. But don't you think in 1999, in hindsight, Paul Tagliabue, who was the commissioner at the time, don't you feel like he should have vetoed this trade completely? Again, 1st, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th pick. 1st pick and 3rd pick in next year's draft. How was this allowed for a running back? If you told this to a high school kid now, all right, here's what the trade was. They're like, that's not possible. That's not. How is that even real? It was real. And you know what's really sad with all this? Washington really didn't do much with it either. You got that many picks. So you seriously, 1st, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 1st, 3rd in 2 drafts. On top of all the picks you own, and it didn't work out, and you didn't win either. That's what's fascinating about this. For a running back, man, the Saints, they gave, that's the perfect example of the Saints giving too much power to one person who really has no idea what they're doing. Oh, man, there should be history books. There should be chapters dedicated to how terrible that trade is. Look, the Russell Wilson trade's terrible in hindsight. Ricky Williams one is even worse. Worse! Then he was in the wedding dress. I mean, just ridiculous. I know, this is another story you can tell. All right, so Mike Ditka was on the cover of ESPN the magazine. What's ESPN magazine? It used to be a magazine. What's a magazine? That's another story. That is all on the table. And they, on the cover of ESPN magazine, remember, Ricky Williams is in the dress and Mike Ditka's in the tux, and it's like they're married. Okay, that literally was a magazine cover. That was a real thing at the time. Man, not good. Ricky Williams was good on Miami. When he went to the Dolphins for a couple years, he was awesome. And that's what Mike Ditka and the Saints thought they were getting. It just didn't work out. I just remember when Ricky Williams, he'd have like the Saints helmet on. And he'd be doing interviews. It was just, the whole thing was bizarre. But they made that trade. And the commissioner said, okay, fine. What? No way you're doing that. No way you're doing that now. It's like the first pick to the Bears. Can they get 3 first-round picks? Or is that asking for too much? Is that, can I get 2 first-round picks and your 2 number 2s? Can I get that? I mean, look, the Broncos, they gave that up for Russell Wilson. And that guy's in his 30s. All this is going to be on the table. I think we are going to be in a situation where that top 10 in the first round of the NFL draft at the end of April is going to be wild. Wild! And you know what's really sad for Bronco country is they can't bring in anyone. They're going to have to go with what? Jason Stidham? Is that his name? Stidham? The guy who used to play for what? Auburn? You're going to have to start him for better or worse. And maybe you draft a rookie quarterback. I don't think you can bring in a free agent. You don't have money because you're still paying Russell Wilson. That's wild. Oh, well. Remember like 2 years ago, I'm listening to like Tampa Sports Radio and they're like, oh man, maybe the Bucks should bring in Russell Wilson. Yeah. Because remember the timeline. You had that month, it was like January, February, where Tom Brady retires. And you're like, well, who's going to be the new quarterback? You're like, well, maybe it's Kyle Trask. And I remember listening to Tampa radio and they were going on and on. Let's get Russell Wilson. Let's trade for him. Russell Wilson. But then Russell Wilson went to Denver. So then the timeline is, oh, then Tom Brady unretired. Then he comes back and breaks up with Giselle. That's another story. You think, like, Tampa dodged a bullet by not getting Russell Wilson. Completely dodged a bullet. Hell, the Bears were in consideration for Russell Wilson. And they decided, nah, whatever, we'll just go with Justin Fields. It is wild to think of all these different timelines. But the Broncos, yeah, not good. They're in no man's land. Top of the hour, I'm going to be joined by Ryan Kaufman. Does a great job there in Colorado covering the Broncos. I want to ask him that question. Are they completely in no man's land? Where you're there in that division with Patrick Mahomes, the dynasty of the Kansas City Chiefs. Then you have Jim Harbaugh, where he has taken over with the Chargers. That guy knows how to fix quarterbacks. He was a former NFL quarterback. He's going to take over and try to help Justin Herbert. Where are the Broncos? They have no quarterback. I don't even know if they have draft picks. Yeah, all right. And they owe Russell Wilson over $30 million not to play quarterback for them. Wild. Just wild. What a world we live in. Thank God it didn't happen to my team. I bet if you're listening right now, you're thinking the same thing. Thank God it didn't happen to me. I saw a poll question from our morning show, Maggie and Perloff, where they were discussing Dak Prescott. And you're like, well, what should they do with this contract? You know, it's like, you know what? Just shut up after a while. Just stop it. They're going to bring him back. They're going to the playoffs, and they're going to blow it again. There. I ruined it for you. Well, I always see this on YouTube. Spoiler alert. Yeah, here's the spoiler alert. That's what's going to happen. Okay? They're going to bring him back. They're going to have a great regular season, and they're going to blow it again in the playoffs. That's literally what's going to happen. Just bring him back. Go for it. How about them Cowboys? Yeah, that's right. Let's go to break. Let's be joined by this fine gentleman. He told me earlier today, I'm working on my mock draft. I like it. We'll talk more NFL draft next with my good friend Alan Slaughterzinski, Brevard Sports Network. Next here on the Mosey Show.